So who is the blind man in this gospel? The man born blind, it seems, was a man accustomed to begging. It's about all we know about him, and that's how the Pharisees see him. In fact, rather than seeing the great miracle that happens to this man, they get hung up on this fact, this insignificant point that a man named Jesus did this miracle, performed it on the Sabbath day, the day of rest. And he healed this poor man's blindness, undeserving of mercy as the Pharisees judged him to be. So as we read this story, as it unfolds, it becomes more and more clear to us that the man born blind is not the blind man of this story. The story is about the blindness of the Pharisees. Now, blindness is an important theme throughout the Scriptures, and perhaps most famously, we remember Saul and his blindness, later St. Paul. He was rendered blind by his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Now, the link here, if you recall, is that Paul was a Pharisee, very influential one. His physical blindness then on the way to Damascus was Jesus' way of telling him something about the state of his soul. Very much like the Pharisees in today's gospel, Paul had ignored the power of Jesus' signs and even went so far as to persecute the ones who put their faith and trust in Jesus. You see, the Pharisees had so narrowed the meaning of their religion that it became just about the external practices and not about the heart. We know well that Jesus came to heal our relationship with the Father, not to advocate some certain rites and external practices. Now, of course, Jesus would admit readily that external practices can help dispose our hearts to receive the Father's love. Absolutely. However, when those become the main focus of our faith, a spiritual blindness can occur. That's what happened to the Pharisees. They had very good sight about the external things of religion, but the eyes of their hearts were blind. So blind that they could not see the obvious. They could not see that God was at work in Jesus, who was right there in their midst. This whole story, if you think about it, is wonderfully crafted. At the same time as we see this man born blind recovers his physical sight, and slowly he gains spiritual sight. He slowly comes to recognize who Jesus is and to believe in him. At the very same time, we realize more and more that the Pharisees are losing their spiritual sight. And I think the movement comes to its completion in Paul, the Pharisee, when he loses even his physical sight and becomes blind. So there's a total reversal that's going on here in the Scriptures, as we've come to see is very common. And that tells us something, that this passage is really speaking to us about conversion of heart, about the change that we all need. So this gives us one way to understand, one way to explain that word of conversion. Very simply, we could say that if we see things with merely our human eyes, then we are blind. But if we allow ourselves to be touched by Jesus, if we look at Him and begin to see as He sees, then we gain spiritual sight. And that is conversion. The book of Samuel said it so well, our first reading. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, the Lord looks into the heart. So the process of learning to see with our spiritual eyes, seeing as God sees, that's what conversion is about, right? We need to ask ourselves this question. It's like the Pharisees at the end, they said, surely we are not also blind, are we? So often we just presume that we can see. We presume that we see things as God sees them. Perhaps better put, we presume that God sees things as we see them, right? We presume that we've been converted. We know we've got it together. And somehow in our pride, we can convince ourselves of this. Even though we can readily acknowledge that certain actions of ours go against God's law, or perhaps our way of thinking doesn't line up with the church. When we notice those things, that's meant to be a sign from God that there's a spiritual blindness in us. We are in need of conversion. It's not God's law that's in need of revision. He doesn't need to change. I do. Right? So the man born blind is meant to show us this process of conversion. And it can also happen both ways, as we see the Pharisees. Now, conversion doesn't all happen at once. As we see from him, it takes time for him to realize who Jesus is and what the gift was that Jesus gave and what that means for his life. As you see, as it goes on, he recognizes that Jesus is a prophet. And later he says, "I am one of his disciples." And finally he is able to proclaim that he is the Son of Man and to worship him. It takes time for us to come to say sincerely, "I do believe," and to worship Jesus. The man born blind also is there to show us the result of this conversion. That means a total transformation in our lives. When the townspeople are discussing whether this is the same man, it's kind of comic for us to read it. But that's meant to show us that the change that was underwent was so radical in his life that he was totally renewed, that they could barely even recognize him anymore. He was the same, but he was totally different as a result of this process of conversion. So we all need conversion. I'd just like to focus in, narrow in on one particular aspect of our lives that would be good to reflect upon in terms of conversion. And that is in our relationship with the poor. I think that as individuals and as a society, we are in need of a new spiritual sight when it comes to the way that we relate to the poor. So why do I bring this in? Well, the Pharisees, this is part of their problem. They did not see a man who had been given a gift by God. What they saw was a poor man, a beggar, and presumably a sinner. And they thought to themselves, God could not possibly do any work in this person's life. God could not possibly show himself in this man. But Jesus clearly says, he is blind so that the works of God might be made visible through him. So the Pharisees in their spiritual blindness did not see the man in front of them. They saw his situation, his poverty, his blindness. They did not see as God sees. They saw only the appearance. But Jesus came to shed light on the poor and on God's love for them. How easy it is for us to get dragged down into a worldly way of seeing, like the Pharisees, which ignores or even has disdain for the poor. We've spoken about this before, how we often look right past our neighbor and their needs, especially our poor neighbors. But when we stop and truly look and see them, when we are attentive to their needs, that is when we begin to gain spiritual sight. Pope Francis has been continually calling us to notice the needs of others and respond in love. And the joy of the gospel, he said, loving others is a spiritual force that draws us to union with God. Right? How those two commandments go together. Love of God, love of neighbor. Indeed, he says, one who does not love others walks in the darkness and does not know God. Then he quotes Benedict XVI, who said, that closing our eyes to our neighbor also blinds us to God. But whenever our eyes are open to acknowledge the other, we grow in the light of faith and the knowledge of God. See how the spiritual blindness is related to the way we treat our neighbor and the poor. So there is an area for us to work on our conversion. St. Paul said it well. You were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. What was most pleasing to Jesus when he came to earth was to give the good news to the poor. So when we see and love the poor, we gain also the sight of God, and our love for God increases. Certainly that is what pleases the Lord. And what's even more, to go back to our theme for Lent, is that we can encounter God's mercy more deeply when we love the poor. St. Peter said, charity covers a multitude of sins. We very often tire of trying to see God in our neighbor, right? Perhaps especially in the poor, or someone that we just can't stand. But when we live in the light, with our spiritual blindness cured by God, we can even encounter God's mercy through the poor. And that's because God has identified himself with the poor over and over again, but particularly when Jesus made himself poor for our sake. He took on poverty. He chose to be poor in his human condition. So God never tires of forgiving us. We are the ones who tire of seeking his mercy. That continues to be our theme for this Lent. It's a theme that shows us the heart of God, but it also shows us our need for conversion. We need to stop ignoring our blindness. We need a real encounter with Jesus, and allows him to heal and forgive us. And one way we can do that is by meeting Jesus in the poor. When we stop ignoring them and their needs, when we truly take time to look at them, we see Jesus. And beautifully, God uses that moment to show us his mercy. He uses that moment to help us to see, not as the world sees, not the appearance, but as he sees. Who is the blind man in this story? Our answer can easily be, I am. I'm the one who needs new spiritual sight. I need conversion. I want to see as God sees. And we can begin by looking at and loving the poor in our midst.